We now catch up with a former FFA national president. We are joined by Mark Timm. Now, not only is Mark a former national FFA president, he's also a member of the National FFA Foundation's Individual Giving Council. Mark, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm outstanding.
Well, tell us a bit about where you grew up and how were you first introduced to the organization?
Sure. It's actually an interesting story. I grew up, I'm a farm boy from Fillmore, Indiana, and I went to South Putnam High School, and I actually had an interesting connection to ag. I connected with the ag teacher as an eighth grader through a class rotation and realized that he was teaching far more than agriculture. He was teaching leadership and self-confidence and motivation in addition to agriculture. And so I decided, man, I want to get some of this. The problem was is that I was clearly on an academic track. And although I put agriculture down as my top choice to be in, when my schedule came out, they put me in Latin instead of agriculture, which happened to meet at the same time as freshman agriculture. And so I went home very disappointed and shared with my father that I didn't get into agriculture. And he promptly asked me, where did you put it down as a priority? And I said, I put it down number one. He said, well, where was Latin? And I said, it was last at number 10. And he said, okay. And I saw him go over to the phone, pick up the phone, call the principal, and ask for a meeting at 7:30 a.m. the next day. And by 7:45, I was in agriculture. And so I obviously had a parents that that supported and were committed to agriculture as well. And let's just say the rest is history. I ended up getting involved in the FFA through that freshman year of agriculture, and I got a taste of what FFA could do for me and where it could take me. And by that point, I was hooked. I wanted to do everything I could possibly do in the FFA at that point.
Now, in 1991, you were chosen as National FFA President. Talk to us about that year of service and what was it really like?
Well, you know, my ag teacher, as I started progressing through FFA, there's a whole leadership structure. I eventually became chapter president, then district president, then state president, and then ultimately national president. But I remember getting my first office, and my advisor saw something in me that I think he felt I could go a long ways in FFA, and I didn't even know what that was like at that point or what he meant. But he just said, Mark, just do everything you can to put yourself in the position to have the choice for that next spot in FFA. And if you do that, then you'll have the choice. But you don't want to wake up someday and say, I wish I would have been the national president, but I just didn't do what was necessary. And so I think my preparation started my freshman year with my ag teacher, and then by literally turning over every stone in the organization and every leadership opportunity and every travel opportunity and every contest along the way, each one of those was a building block that prepared me to ultimately be in the top position with FFA as the National FFA President. Now, I can tell you that that experience, I still at this day, ironically, my team is, we're coming up on 25 years pretty soon, 24 years coming up at this next convention. So it's been 24 years since I was elected, but I still can close my eyes and look back at that experience. And it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it was all about giving back. It was all about trying to inspire the next freshman to want to become a national officer or a state officer or a district officer. It was about, you know, traveling and representing the industry of agriculture that I was so passionate about. And, you know, you really get to that level, and it's not about you. It's about giving back and about making sure that the members are all as inspired as you were by those people. Because I can look back and see, and I still remember the names of people who inspired me along the way, and you wanted to be one of those same people.
Now, Mark, on that note, you are also now part of the National FFA's Individual Giving Council. Can you tell us exactly what this group does and also the work that you're doing together?
Absolutely. You know, the Individual Giving Council, I'm so proud of my association with the Individual Giving Council because it's made up of people who donate their time, talents, and resources to connect former FFA members or even just people who love FFA, love agricultural education, and give them an opportunity to give back through, you know, the good fortunes that they've had in their life. And, you know, there's all kinds of numbers out there. There's somewhere around 6 to 7 million former FFA members. And many of them had amazing experiences in FFA, but once they hung up their blue jacket or moved on, nobody really ever asked them to step back in and give back. And that's what we're really trying to do, is we're trying to find those individuals out there that had some kind of a meaningful experience either in or with FFA and give them an opportunity to give back. And we really started this venture. It's not very old. Individual giving is only about 6 years old. And so, you know, we really have made huge strides in a short amount of time. And each year, you know, we're really making a bigger difference as we expand the web of those that want and need to give back. And so I love my association with individual giving, and you know, I would definitely use this as an opportunity to plug anybody that's listening out there that has not, you know, found a way back into the FFA. Individual giving as an individual. You don't have to have a big company that donates. Your donation, your contribution of your time, talents, and resources can truly make all the difference in the world for present and future FFA members.
Now, Mark, we want to talk a bit also about what you're doing now. You're the president as well as the CEO of Cottage Garden Incorporated. I understand that's the number one maker of musical gifts in North America. Tell us about Cottage Garden and how that's grown.
We make musical gifts, and what our number one product is music boxes. We have a photo frame lid where you can put your own photo in it. You can customize it. It plays your favorite tune. We sell hundreds of thousands of these every year, and you know, and I love the business. I started it out of my garage. It doubled in size every year for 6 years. I can say that a lot of, you know, what I apply in business today came from, you know, my experiences in FFA, the way we motivate our 140 sales reps, the way we, you know, do business with customers. Unfortunately, it's not directly tied to the industry of agriculture, which I'm still passionate about today, but it's more how we do business. And I'll tell you, we don't miss an opportunity to hire someone with any FFA experience, because we know they come with hard work, dedication, et cetera. And so again, proud of my business. We supply to retail chains, Hallmark, Family Christian Bookstore, Lifeway. We sell all over the world. We sell in the UK, Australia, Singapore, Canada, Mexico. And so, but I will tell you, as proud as I am of Cottage Garden and the work I do there, really what Cottage Garden is a means for me to be president of a much more valuable business than Cottage Garden. And that's, in my opinion, the most valuable family business in America. And that family business happens to be the Tim Bunch, which is my six kids and my wife and I. And I feel like the work that I do today as their father and raising six kids, all of which, by the way, are FFA members. And so we have six FFA members, because in Indiana now, middle schoolers can be FFA members. So we span the whole range. So being president of the Tim family is actually the job that that means the most to me right now at this stage of my life.
So what advice would you maybe have for new FFA members so they can get the most out of their experience?
Well, I think there's no question that FFA is one of those, you know, rare organizations that you truly get out of it what you put into it. There is so much to offer. If you're in the leadership, there is so much you can do to expand your leadership, your public speaking, develop confidence, getting up in front of people. And yet, if you want to drill down and you want to learn about cutting-edge technology and food science, and, you know, you've got golden opportunities in the classroom, and even on experiences. If you're someone who wants to travel abroad, there's a myriad of different experiences that you can do. So when you look at yourself and say, hey, I'm interested, I'm looking at FFA, I'm wanting to put my foot in the water, You just got to dive in. The worst thing you can do is walk around the pool with a toe in the water. The people who get the most out of FFA are the people that say, I'm going to dive in and take off, and stuff just starts to happen. And it's magic, really, once you put that blue and gold jacket on. And then I guess I would go one step further and say that if you do get involved in the FFA, at some point in your time in FFA, you've got to find a way to make it to the National FFA Convention, because as amazing as being a chapter member is, if you can ever make it to National Convention, that's where, you know, that's where the pixie dust just gets sprinkled on, and I think you're hooked for life. It's just a phenomenal, life-changing experience. But really, it just boils down to you get out of it what you put into it, and it's hard to stand around and look on the outside and understand exactly how your life's going to be changed. But once you dive in and you put on that blue and gold and you start giving your all, the magic just starts to happen, and you'll never be the same. And you'll look back, and that blue and gold jacket and your experience, you'll be able to see the imprint and the blueprint of what that did for your life, for your whole life. And you'll want your kids to be in it someday, just like I do. Nothing makes me prouder. I love the fact that I had great experiences myself, but the fact now that all six of my kids will wear the blue and gold jacket, that's probably my proudest moment with FFA right now.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, again, we've been talking with Mark Tim. He is a former National FFA president and a member of the National FFA Foundation's Individual Giving Council.